Our commentator John Ridley is back with his year-end tradition. Each year, he focuses on the year's news stories that we spent far too much time on, and he spends a little more time on them. He calls them non-traversies.
Another year, another 365 days, or another 365 micro-news cycles that were desperately clamoring for your attention. So before they disappear like a gaggle of NFL replacement refs, let's take a hopefully last look at some of the year's headlines that got way more attention than they deserved. The Olympics are a biennial source of non-traversialism, and Ralph Lauren's China-made USA uniforms almost took the something-about-nothing gold, but that really couldn't compare to the outsized chatter over Gabby Douglas's hair. And this poor young lady is out trying to be the next Wheaties girl, and people are nagging her just because she forgot to pack a hot comb. As the Washington Post said, quote, "Black Twitter lit up." Personally, I was just happy to find out there even is a black Twitter because white Twitter is kind of dull and doesn't dance very well. Sticking with social media, there was the much written about botched Facebook IPO, and really it was only botched if your name isn't Mark Zuckerberg. Actress Kristen Stewart was caught rounding second with her Snow White director Rupert Sanders in an incident that was truly only interesting to the editors of People magazine and people trapped in long checkout lines. Really, Hollywood, must you always inexplicably make stars out of young people who can't act just to ruin them? Please, I'm counting on you to restore my faith in Tinseltown, Taylor Lautner, and girl whose name I don't know from iCarly. Geraldo Rivera blaming Trayvon Martin's, quote, thugwear for getting himself shot because he was a black guy wearing a hoodie, just like I am right now. The controversy here isn't that what Geraldo said was shockingly stupid. It's just that Geraldo saying something stupid is no longer shocking. The U.S. anti-doping agency taken down public enemy number one, Lance Armstrong. Now, here's the deal. Some agency you never heard of before burns through recession-era money to ban Armstrong from the sport he's already retired from. But on the upside, with Armstrong officially gone, I can officially go back to not giving a you-know-what about the Tour de France. Chick-fil-A versus Jim Henson's Muppets in the battle over same-sex marriage. Now, I'm not saying I agree with Chick-fil-A President Dan Cathy's position on the issue. I'm just saying there's no point in setting your moral compass by a company that's business model is built on chicken genocide. But the biggest controversy of the year, for me, anything and everything that had to do with the 2012 presidential election. I mean, from Bain Capital to You Didn't Build That, to Clint Eastwood's sermon, to an empty chair, to trying to pink slip Big Bird, this was like some kind of Olive Garden never-ending pasta bowl of non-issues. And even late-game guest appearances by perennial poster children of irrelevance, Donald Trump and Gloria Allred did nothing to enliven a couple of the most unsurprising October surprises in the history of gotcha politics. The only thing to come out of this election cycle is we all finally got to see how much fake outrage and hypocritical finger-pointing $2 billion actually buys, and they're already starting to talk about 2016. But until then, and for the next 365 days, here's wishing that your new year is filled with nothing but consequence.
Olive Garden never-ending pasta bowl of non-issues. That's going up on my wall. Commentator and screenwriter John Ridley, his new movie, 12 Years a Slave, will be released next year.